Today I will be reading James 2, 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed, but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works. You believe that God is one. Good. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. Senseless person, are you willing to learn that faith without works is useless? Wasn't Abraham, our father, justified by works in offering Isaac, his son, on the altar? You see, that faith was active together with his works, and by works, faith was made complete. And the scripture was fulfilled that it says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works in receiving the messengers and sending them out by a different route? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. This is the word of the Lord.
So now I have the honor of introducing Pastor Fred Isaac Katagwa. Pastor Fred is Africa New Life Rwanda's executive director and the senior associate pastor at New Life Bible Church in Kigali, Rwanda. He holds a BA in education from Makerere University, a master's of arts in pastoral studies with a major in organizational leadership from Multnomah University, and an MBA from Oklahoma Christian University. Fred is a passionate speaker and educator. He enjoys interacting with people, leading, and serving. Pastor Fred and his wife, Anna, live in Kigali, Rwanda, and they have three children, Deborah, Daniel, and Destiny. Please welcome me, or join me in welcoming Pastor Fred.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for welcoming me. All that she has said is true. Otherwise, I would introduce myself again, but she did a good job. God bless you, yeah. Today, I want to talk about faith. I want to talk about faith that shows up. I want to talk about faith that is complete. But before I do, I want to begin by letting you know how excited I am to be here for my first time. It is exciting and it's a great joy to be with you today. I know in Seattle, in this area, it rains. But I hope your faith has not been rained on. Your faith is warm and your lives are warm in Christ Jesus. And I also want to thank God that I'm coming in the very beginnings of you on this location. Okay, and thank God for providing another space for worship. Isn't God good? Amazingly. So today we celebrate 10 years of our partnership with Imprint Church. Wow. Wow, a full 10 years. Come on, appreciate God. What that means, it means that you guys are living out your faith in action. And through a pastor in Portland, Oregon, a pastor, his name is Guy, in River West, a church in Lake Oswego around there, Lake Oswego, yeah, we got to know about Imprint. I've never been here, but I'm glad that we come at a time when we celebrate these 10 years of great things. Well, on behalf of Pastor Charles, the founder of African New Life, who happens to be my big brother. Yeah, same father, same mother. That's true. And on behalf of all the pastors in all the 13 communities where we serve, on behalf of the children whom you sponsor, on behalf of the teachers, I want to really express my thanks to this church. By show of hand, how many people have sponsored or have given towards this ministry called African New Life? Look at this. Come on, give them a clap and appreciate them. Yes. Yeah. Today we're going to do things differently because I'm going to ask you to clap. I'm going to ask you to say amen. I'm going to ask you to do some things because next Sunday I won't be here. Yeah. Well, actually, when I say praise the Lord, I want to hear your amen. Okay. When I say hallelujah, if I don't hear it, I'll end up saying it in Kinyarwanda. And when I say in Kinyarwanda, I will say Imana Ishimwe. And you say amen. Imana Ishimwe. Imani Shimwe. Awesome. 10 years of God's goodness. 10 years. You guys did not just talk about faith, but you showed up. You showed up. Talking about showing up, talking about faith in action, you guys showed up. At African New Life, we serve God with two hands. The proclamation of the gospel and also acting with compassion. One hand proclaims the good news. The other hand meets the tangible needs. And because of your obedience and because of your faith in action, a church is planted in Bujesera. And the church is growing. And I have some good news for you. Last summer, once again, you joined us in planting another church in a place called Gashora. And that church is thriving. It's doing very well. We want to thank God for the gift of goats. People have given goats to the people there. It is giving them money because they'll sell those goats, but also giving them manure, fertilizers for their plantations. It is really two hands. Okay, it is helping. It is helping. And we're very, very grateful for the work that you do. The church is growing here. The church is growing in Rwanda. The church has gone through a lot, but it's still growing. In Kigali, where I pastor, where I preach every Sunday, we now have 4 services. We have a service at 8, and we have a service at 10. And we have a service at 12, and we have a service at 2. Not forgetting that on Saturday night, we have a youth service. On Friday night, we have a worship celebration of a night where we meet to worship God. So the church is growing, and the church is doing good things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I understand you are going through the book of James. The book of James is a very practical book. Now, let's go. Let's get into the preaching. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Maybe let me pray for us. God, speak to us now through your word. Anoint me, Lord, and prepare every soul, every heart, and open every ear, Lord, that they may hear your word and cause us to go and do what your word says. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, the book of James is a very practical book. It is a book that was written by a gentleman called James. And as you know, maybe you've already learned that there are many Jameses in the Bible. There is a James, son of Zebedee. There's another James. Both of those are disciples. But also, there is a James, a very special James, the stepbrother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the James who wrote. He's writing from real, real experience. He's writing things tangible. And his writing is different from Apostle Paul's writing. Apostle Paul wrote the Corinthians because of a letter they had written to him. He wrote to Titus regarding a church that was going to be planted. He wrote to Timothy preparing him for the work that he was going to do. But James writes these 5 chapters in a very practical way. Very practical way. Actually, they are different lessons. You find that he begins with trials and tribulations. Yes or yes? Okay. Then he talks about temptations when you go through all these temptations. Count it joy. All right. And then he talks about the tongue. He talks about favoritism. You remember that? Yeah, he talks about all these things. But, you know, God works out his ways. God brings me to your church at a time when you are talking about faith. And faith is my favorite chapter, my favorite sermon. I can preach about faith anytime, anywhere, without looking, even in my sleep, because in Africa, we live by faith. We live by faith, not by sight. We don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We live by faith. But to put it in context, there is faith as a belief in God, okay? And there is also faith as a substance of things hoped for, all right? Those are kinds of faith. Today, I want to talk about the faith, which is the doing, the expressing, as if you believed in God, show it by what you have believed. James chapter 2, verse 14. When you go all the way to 27, but I'll stick here. The Bible says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Pause and ponder. You claim to have faith, but with no deeds. Faith by itself, if it's not accompanied by action, it is dead. That is what the Word of God says. This text reminds us that faith is not theory. Faith is not just stories, but faith is a testimony. Faith, it is real action, real tangible actions. As Jesus said, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, let them see your faith at work. Faith that shows up. God calls us to be men and women who show, who live out our faith. You see, when we began in Bujesera, when we began school, when we began tangible work there, it wasn't just faith in itself, but it was faith in action. And I want to thank you, Imprint Church, because you showed your faith by joining us in the work that we do in Bujesera. Thank you. The Bible says in Psalms 68, verse 6, that God sets the lonely in families. Through sponsorship, children found families. Through your generosity, your faith has placed people in families. The Bible says that whoever is kind to the poor lends to God. Church, you have lent God. And he is repaying in form of transforming lives. You have given and God has multiplied. Now, in Gashora, a new generation is rising. A new generation is rising. Students who have now the knowledge of God and known the Savior because of your giving. That is the gospel with the two hands. That is the gospel of compassion and proclamation. Well, the message, the Bible says that this kind of faith we are talking about today, James gives us a picture of a living faith. He talked about dead faith. If something is not dead, it should be living, right? Yeah, he said living faith. Faith that sees, acts, and it multiplies. I want to elaborate about this faith that sees, this faith that acts, and this faith that multiplies. If one of you say, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing, what good it is? So faith begins with vision. Faith begins with you seeing God opening your eyes and you see the need. So faith sees, as we will see and continue. Jesus said when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them. The Bible says they were helpless. They were harassed. They were like sheep without a shepherd. When he saw them, he had compassion. Hallelujah. Did you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, like the Good Samaritan, you remember the Good Samaritan saw and did something. The priest and the Levites saw and passed the other side. So kind of today, God is calling us to see and act, to see and do something. Faith that sees, but also it's a faith that acts. The Bible says, show me your faith without deeds. I will show you my faith with the deeds. In other words, it is faith acted upon. Faith that shows up is faith that takes steps of obedience, obeying God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 says, by faith Abraham obeyed and went, though he did not know where he was going. We see obedience, which always turns into belief and into action. God is calling us to have a faith that is active, that is involved in our community, that is involved in our neighborhood, that is involved in our family. And today, I am but a voice that is calling the church of our Lord Jesus Christ to wake up and be what the church is supposed to be. The church is supposed to be active, not dormant. It is supposed to be active and loving. That is what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Yeah, so when I get excited, my voice kind of goes up. So please help the people because I'm warming up. It's coming. Hallelujah. Yes, today I'm talking about faith. But in the Bible, there is a story that illustrates faith at work very profoundly. It is a story in Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, we find there a story from verse 1 to 12 when Jesus was teaching a crowd in a house in Capernaum. Okay? And there, men arrived carrying their friend who could not walk, a paralyzed man. The house was so full they could not get in, but rather than giving up, they did something. I want you to picture four guys. By the way, as I was thinking about this text, I thought, what if I get four guys here? What if I get one little one whom they can carry? But then I said, don't do that. We are in America. What if someone falls down? But just imagine. Yeah. I'm serious, guys. But I wanted to picture four guys carrying their friend to Jesus. Are you picturing him? Yeah. Use your eyes. Now begin to picture. And as they are carrying, when they get there, the house was full. Not even on the veranda. It was full everywhere. Then they had an idea. And the idea was, what about if we climb the roof? I don't know which of the four brought the idea, but the idea came up. And so they climbed the roof. I can imagine they are removing all the tiles and the iron sheets one by one, throwing it the other side. And then they lowered their friend in front of Jesus. The Bible says that when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven. Pick up your bed and walk and go home. Does the Bible say when Jesus heard their faith? No. Does it say when Jesus read about their faith? No. Jesus saw their faith. Faith. This kind of faith is a faith unstoppable. It is a faith that you cannot give up on. It is a faith that is unbearable. It is a faith that climbs the roof and unroofs a house which never belongs to them. I don't know what the owner of the house did. I don't know whether he had insurance then, but whatever it was, there was a hole in the house. Why? Because they were concerned about their friend. That guy who was carried represents many people in our time today who cannot walk, who cannot talk, who cannot live, who don't have a life, who don't have hope. But who of us will be the other four men who will help to carry him? But I thank God that you imprint church when you saw the children in Rwanda helpless and couldn't go to school. You stepped out. You showed up and you carried them. You not only gave them food, but you took them to Jesus. Now they go to church. They not only have education, but they have a faith in God because you chose to give $43 a month. Let me tell you, child sponsorship works. I have seen children from Muslim families who never had a hope. Now they come to church and they worship King Jesus, not Muhammad anymore. I have seen children whose parents are witch doctors. Now when they come to Jesus, they come to church, they read scriptures because you acted out in faith. By the way, it's a lot of faith because Africa is very far. Many, many, many hours. And when I come and I bring pictures and I tell you about Rwanda, for you to start to give, it is an act of faith. It is stepping out. It is putting your faith in action. Let me tell you, sponsorship works. I did not go to school until I was for 10 years in grade 1 and a mango tree. I did not put on shoes. Now I have some nice black shoes. Can you look at them? Wow, they are beautiful. But then I did not until I was 16 because I lived in a refugee camp in Uganda during the days of Idi Amin. Terrible days. Life was very hard. Having a meal was a miracle. You wouldn't know whether you'll have a meal or not. But thank God, because God provides for us. We had mango trees. You climb the mango tree and you get a mango to eat. And that's what we did. God provided. We did not go to Winkle or Fred Meyer. We did not go to all these shops because the Lord himself provided. Brothers and sisters, because someone in Texas sponsored me and sent me to school, now I'm here speaking English. This English I'm speaking is not my mother tongue. It's not my uncle's tongue, not my neighbor's tongue. Actually, it takes a lot of calories to speak English. But by the grace of God and by someone who put his faith in action, I am here today. Faith that shows up. Faith that is visible, practical, and costly. Visible, practical, and costly. Talk about the Good Samaritan. Faith in action, visible, costly, very practical. Faith that shows up is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, it doesn't say wait for the perfect condition. It doesn't say maybe later, but it is a faith that acts. Let me wait until when I get a lot of money. That I wait until when I grow up. No, you start where you are. Faith that shows up. Friends, that is what your partnership looks like. That is what your giving to us looks like. You have carried children. You have carried families. You have transformed communities. And you did not just pray for Rwanda, but you showed up. Some of you have come to Rwanda. You have heard stories. You've seen pictures. You did. Let me take you back, the four friends. I like the four friends that they practiced what they believed. They broke the roof. Roof-breaking faith is what they showed. The kind of faith that refuses to stop until people get to Jesus. The kind of faith that cannot be left behind. What about Rahab's courage? The Bible says she provided for the people. She protected them. Your courage to give, to travel, to serve proves the same. It does. It does. Let us not move with words and speech, but let us act out. Let us show our faith. This faith is faith that multiplies. Faith that doubles. Faith was complete by what they did. The faith that matures through partnership. When faith in Seattle joins with faith in Kigali, heavens smile. Hallelujah. When faith at Imprint joins with faith at New Life, heaven smiles because hell is depopulated and heaven is populated to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Yes, this is the faith I'm talking about. Together, we have seen what God can do when we choose to put our faith in action. The faith that multiplies in our communities is faith that keeps us, that causes us to keep going and go for extra mile. Friends, keep showing up when your friend needs you. Keep showing up when your neighbor calls. Before they call police, will you be present to help them? Will you be? Last year, I was here. And I was in America, and I was talking and I was preaching about the Good Samaritan. And what blew me, I'm going to share this. I didn't share it in the other church. Please don't tell them. If you're here, that's okay. So I was driving from Beaverton going back to Portland. And I was with my little girl. Little because she's my daughter. She's 17, but she's little. And as I was driving, she asked me, "Daddy, could you give me your phone?" And I said, "Okay, maybe she wants to go online and watch some videos like any teenager would do." But she said, "Daddy, what is the police number?" And jokingly, I said, 911. Little did I know she was going to call police. So she called police. And police asked you, and as he was calling, I was panicking. I said, "Debbie, what are you doing? They don't call police in America. I'm just visiting." And she said, "Daddy, why are you panicking? Don't you know we have just passed someone on the street, knocked, and was on the side, and you have been preaching about the Good Samaritan? You've been talking about a priest who passes by, and you're talking about a Levite who is passing, and we are also passing. No, let me call police." So she called police and told police what was going on, and thank God we passed. They did not find us. Maybe they came and helped. She was saying, "Daddy, let us put our preaching in action. Let us put our faith in action." Church, Jesus is calling you and me to be truly Christians who show that we are believers. Can I go deeper? When you go to work and someone is not feeling well, what do you do? What about if someone has just lost a friend and they just need someone to hang up with them? What do you do? You need to show up. You need to do something. Maybe you're a student and in class and one of your classmates is crying. What if you go by and find out what is happening? And find out how you can help? I'm talking about faith which is practical. Faith which does not say, go, be in peace, be warm, yet they are starving. They don't have what to eat. Let me tell you a story of a young girl called Fiona. Fiona is a young girl who in 17, actually 18 years ago, Fiona came to our home. And when she came, she told me that she lost, she told my wife and I that she lost her father and her mother cannot take care of all of them and that she has lived in so many families. And she said, I am looking for a job to babysit in order to make money to go back to school. My heart was moved as I was about to pray for her. I felt like I should ask her a question. I asked her, Fiona, if you met God today on the road to church, what would you ask God? What would be your three prayer requests? Just like any other teenager, she said, number one, I would ask God to give me some money and make my hair. That was the day she made her first braided hair. But she said, number two, I would ask God to give me a sponsor in order to go back to school because I dropped out of school in P6. And here I am. I'm not going to school. Life is hard. She also said, I don't have a place to stay. That's why I want to babysit for you just in case I can sleep over. It'll give me a place to stay instead of sleeping on the streets. Or sleeping on benches in some places, or schools or something. I told her, Fiona, my wife and I have decided to adopt you to come to our home. We don't have a lot, but when I go to America, I'll find you a sponsor and you'll be able to go to school. So I came to America in 2007 in Portland. There is a place called Bend. You know Bend? Yeah, that place, it rains there a lot. Yeah. So I went to Ben and I shared her story and someone sponsored her. Fiona went to school and graduated from high school. That is her picture with her friend in high school. As if it wasn't enough, Fiona went to university and graduated with a bachelor's degree. While Fiona was at the university, Fiona fell in love with a young man at church. And they got married. And that was their wedding day. And I was the father who walked her the aisles to give her away to Jonathan. Now, the Lord blessed them with two beautiful children. Fiona herself, as if nothing, as if that is not enough, she became a sponsor. Now she sponsors a child. I'm not telling you things that I've just read about, but I'm telling you things that have really touched my heart, that there is no way I can tell her, Fiona, go back, have peace, be warm, be well fed. Yet I know, she doesn't have a place to go. So I decided to take care of her. She needed a sponsor. She got a sponsor. Today, we have so many children on the table there who are like Fiona. They are saying, will someone sponsor me? Will someone help me to go to school? Now, for those of you who are here who are going to school, education is free. You need to come to Africa and see. You need to pay. If you can't pay, you can't go to school. It's very complicated. Children in Africa are crying. Can I go to school? How many of you want to go to school? You need to love school because school brings education, but also school prepares you for your future. Someone showed up. Faith showed up for Fiona. And Fiona now is working with African New Life Ministries. Fiona is now sponsoring. Her life has been transformed because someone stepped up. Maybe you already sponsor. But can you sponsor one more? Just one more. One more. One more child. It costs $43 to sponsor a child. And when you sponsor a child, they will be able to get a uniform. They will have a meal at school. And tuition will be paid. And then they will go to camp in summer. And they will have a community called African ULEB. That is the beginning of transformation. Giving a child an opportunity to dream. That is serving God with two hands. The hand of the gospel, but also the hand that sees the need. I know you are quiet, but I hope you are following that it is about a faith that moves. So, keep showing up in generosity. Keep showing up in compassion. Keep showing up in obedience. Because faith that keeps showing up changes lives. Lives are changed when faith keeps showing up. Well, in the next 1 minute, let me give you some action items here. All right, 1 minute. Number one, keep seeing with compassion. I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. Keep seeing the face of Christ in every child you serve. You look at those babies on your fridge and you think they're just babies. They are human beings until one day when you come to Rwanda and hug them and see them, it will be real and tangible. Your faith will cause you to have compassion. Faith, acting with courage. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, be strong and courageous, for the Lord God is with you. Courage. But also keep partnering with conviction. The gospel still transforms lives. The gospel is still at work. Now as I conclude, faith that shows up, the faith that still works, Jesus, through the writings, but particularly this time, Jesus' stepbrother, James, says, as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. But you, Impact Church, we have seen your faith alive. Your faith is not dead. Your faith has built churches in Rwanda. Your faith has come alongside children and put them in class. You've given families food. You have come alongside. You have showed up in Bujesera. Now children are in classrooms. You have showed up in Gashora, a new church plant and new believers. I also want you to show up in Seattle in your obedience by being generous to your church and to your community and to those in need. Maybe there are refugees in your neighborhood. I want you to show up not just across the ocean, but also here in your community. Yes, faith that shows up is still at work. And remember this, faith that shows up breaks the roof if it must. Faith that shows up breaks the roof if it must, because it believes that Jesus is in the house. It believes Jesus is in the house, and there are many things that are hindering people to come. Grab them by hand, bring them to Jesus. Grab them. How many of you would tell your neighbor, come with me to church? Boldly. What would they do anyway? The answer is yes or no. Why fear to tell them to come to Jesus? So today, church, let our faith be seen. Let our faith be active. Will you bow your heads with me? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for the 10 years of faith that has showed up in Rwanda, that has showed up here in Seattle, and the church is growing, a new location is where we are. Thank you for every sponsor. Thank you for every student. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for those who have showed up and lives have been transformed. God, help us to continue to live out the gospel with two hands, proclamation, but also with action, with compassion. Help us, Lord, not to wait, but to act. Help us, Lord, not just to read about faith, not just to hear faith, but to act in faith in our church and in our community and everywhere we go. In your mighty name we've prayed. And all the people said, amen. Amen.